Welcome to the Money, Sex, Business and Awakening podcast. I'm Alex Harvey and I'm a money and personal empowerment coach. My podcast is here to support you to create your financial prosperity, do your purpose work in the world and self-actualize. I am here to share with you what I've learned over the past 10 years that I think every woman should know about accessing your deep power through your sexual life force energy and relationship to money, because it's truly mind-blowing and only taboo to keep you small. I blend together the latest in neuroscience and practical strategies, as well as teachings and principles from ancient traditions such as Tantra, Taoism, and alchemy. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to see you in the show. Gorgeous, and welcome to another podcast episode recorded in Ubud, Bali, spiritual center of Bali. I think it might be a thing for me from now on because I record my podcasts in so many different places over the world that I'm going to share with you where I am recording from so you can be getting a little transmission of the energy of that place as I am talking to you and sharing the podcast episode. Okay, so what we are going to talk about in this podcast episode, what I'm going to share with you is something that I think is going to be so incredibly useful for you on your journey creating what you want in your life and having a very conscious vision that this is what you want your life to look like and be about, and creating a business that is your soul expression, your heart's gifts, what you want to be sharing with the world, the contribution you want to give to the world. What I'm going to share with you in this episode is going to be just so fucking helpful in that path, in that, I want to say plight, but you know, my last boyfriend, when I used to use the word plight, he was like, no, that is not the correct context to be using plight. I think like I interpreted plight always as like, you know, it's like a something that you are committed to, like a path, like a cause. But he told me that it's actually, if it's something, I think it's something negative or like, you know, like a struggle. I don't know. So it's obviously not the right word, but there you go. There's my not quite understanding how to use the word plight and when I want to use the word plight. But it's going to be really supportive on your path. And so what it is like, it's this really significant, I'm going to say secret. I mean, it shouldn't be a secret, but it kind of is, that they don't teach you in manifestation, right? This is this like really key element, really key dynamic that we, you know, we need to be aware of, we need to be equipped to deal with as we are consciously manifesting, as we're consciously creating what we want in our lives. And most people aren't teaching it, you know, like just, it's just not covered. You know, it's the secret that's missing from The Secret, as in, you know, the book or the movie The Secret, right? This is the missing element. This is the missing element. If you, you know, have come up with a set of goals or a vision and you have made, you make your affirmations every morning, you write down your affirmations, you write down your goals, you do a visualization, you do a mind movie, you know, you do all of that kind of thing, but you're still hitting up against resistance, or you're still, you know, creating with the handbrake on is a term that often comes to me, a way I like to describe it. It's like the fucking handbrake's on. How do I take the handbrake off and just flow and just fly and just really, you know, be so fully in what I'm creating and magically create it? It's because of this. It's because of this dynamic, this this mechanism, you could say, that is not covered, not taught, and completely underappreciated. And if you've done my work for a while, you'll know about it, but I'm going to put it just very bluntly and concisely in this episode. This is what the alchemists knew and why alchemy is such a powerful system. And this is the alchemists, you know, the alchemists from Hermetic philosophy. This is the alchemists that also use the system of the body, like in Tantra and Taoism, like people that really used alchemy and engaged alchemy understood this. And it's like the next thing that comes up after you identify your vision, after you create a goal, after you identify, okay, this is what I want to manifest in my life. And just before I go into it, I want to say just one thing on vision, right? So in most personal development or manifestation teachings, people will teach you to identify your vision, right? That's sort of like a 101, you know. For more manifestation stuff, they might take you through a more intuitive process to uncover what's your vision. In sort of more what I might call like surface level personal development, psychology, they might just give you a piece of paper and go, okay, write a list of your goals. What do you want to achieve in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, right? So there's sort of that common starting ground. But to just mention as we go into it, that common starting ground really varies in depth. And that does also make a difference. So, you know, it can be that really basic surface level of just write down a list of goals. And then it can be more in-depth things that are really connecting with your heart and your soul, you know, and your true self and what you want to create. And they're not quite equal. Like, I just want to say, it's not like that vision setting process is equal in all modalities and approaches. They're not quite equal, because if you've been listening to my podcast, other episodes, if you've been following along with what I share, it's about where you're coming from. Where is the thing coming from? Is it coming from your ego, your sense of incompleteness, your limiting beliefs? Okay, I want to make $1 million because I feel financially insecure right now, because I feel like I'm not whole, you know, because I want to get success and right now I don't feel successful, and in order to be okay in life, I need to be successful. So, you know, we can have goals or visions or manifestations that are coming from that place, and we can have goals, visions, manifestations that are coming from the truth of who you are and your purpose, like what your soul desires to express and live out in this life, right? So it's sort of not strictly necessary that I point that out, but I just want to point that out because I think it's helpful. So then we come on to the next step, and the next step. The next thing that occurs is the thing that people don't really address. And this is why many methodologies are not effective, or just way not as effective as they could be. And the next step is that your ego has a relationship to that. Your ego becomes activated. As soon as you identify something that you want, as soon as you identify a goal, an end result. So let's just say for the purpose of this, that your visions, the end results you've identified, let's say they're coming from a very authentic place within you, right? Of like, this is something you really do want. You don't just want because you're trying to fill a gaping hole. It's something that you authentically want and is true for you to have, right? So once you identify that, then your ego wakes up. Once, like, you know, and this could be something big or really small. It doesn't matter. Your ego wakes up and your ego goes, how are we going to get that? What do we need? Is it possible? How are we positioned? Like, what is going on? So your ego needs to know, right? And as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast at all, if you follow me on Instagram, you will know that actually to create powerfully and effectively in your life and from possibility and magic, you have to be able to hold not knowing, right? You have to be able to hold going for something that you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't have certainty, right? But your ego is like 100% opposed to that. Your ego wants to know. And your ego believes that it's its job, once you've identified something you want, to figure out how you're going to get it and what you need to resolve, fix, and address in order to get it. Like, what are the threats? What are the things that could oppose it? What means that you might not have it? So for example, say you have identified that you want to create a some kind of teacher training certification. And so you're like, okay, great. Like, you know, I've been doing my work for a while now, teaching people whatever my subject matter is and having really great results, and lots of people want to learn from me. So now I want to create a teacher training around that. And so you identify that, and then your ego goes, okay, cool. Like, let me dig up everything that could be a potential threat, and, you know, and mean that this might not happen, because I need certainty. I need to know that it can happen. So, like, you know, maybe, starts telling you that you're not good enough. No one's going to listen to you as a teacher. You're not old enough. You don't have enough authority to be a teacher. You're not perfect enough. You don't have enough control in your own life. And it starts to bring all these things up. That's then, you know, you're not confident enough. That's actually something I hear a lot from people. I need more confidence. No, you don't. You need to do the thing. Your ego believes you need more confidence, and maybe more confidence would be nice, but you don't need more confidence first, right? So this starts to go on, and this then starts to divert you and distract you. And then it starts to convince you that there's problems and dilemmas that need to be resolved first. And, you know, these things are either going to then just divert you. Maybe you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not enough yet. I need to go and like study 5 more programs. Then maybe I'll be enough. I'll have these more certifications, get approval from more people. These are all the kinds of things that your ego will tell you. You need approval from more people. You need more certifications. You need, you know, more recognition. I mean, your ego is not going to necessarily tell you all those things, but these are all examples of what comes up. And so then you get either diverted towards that, or you feel, you know, it might cause you to alter your vision and be like, actually, I can't do it. Like, I shouldn't do it yet. Maybe I've got to delay my vision. Maybe, you know, you start going towards it and the tension starts to rise because your ego is like, nah, no one's going to listen to you. Look at this, this and that. And so maybe you'd be like, oh, actually, I don't need to create a teacher program. There's already heaps of other teacher training programs with this modality out there. Say it's meditation or something. So, oh, so many meditation things. People don't need it from me. You know, it's just, and it starts to bring up all of this stuff that diverts you away from your vision. And it might sidetrack you onto something else that doesn't need to happen. For example, like, you need to do another certification. Maybe that's just completely not true, but your ego just, you're like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I'm not qualified enough. And so, like, it diverts you to do another certification or to delay it. Oh, you know, actually, maybe I'll do it in 3 years. Like, and that's maybe not true. but your ego diverted you, or it convinces you not to do it. You know, the tension starts to run really high. You're so excited about it in the beginning. This is how it happens. You got your vision. You're so excited about it in the beginning. You feel so connected to it. It feels so true. It's like tingling through your heart and fingertips. And then ego comes in. Like, okay, guys, you know this, like you have experienced this. I know you have, where, you know, you've connected to that vision. You've had massive fucking downloads about it. You journaled about it. All these ideas are like popping out of your brain. You're getting them all down. You're like a crazy scientist. You're so excited. Either, you know, if that happened in the morning, later that day, if it happened in the evening, the next fucking day you wake up and there's all your reservations, hesitations, reasons it's not safe, you can't do it, shouldn't do it, need to do first. Okay, so we got there. I finally summarized it very concisely. That is what happens. That is a step in the manifestation process or creation process. That is the next thing that happens in your consciousness after you identified something that you want. And now that I'm saying this, I realize I did another podcast episode on this. I can't remember what it was called, but I have actually done a podcast episode on this. But it's so important. It's so fucking important. And I'm probably saying it in a slightly different way this time that I should probably periodically do a podcast episode on this. And if you listen to that one, you probably needed to be reminded of it right now. Because this is the underappreciated step, the unacknowledged step, the step that no one tells you about, so that after you create your vision and you make your mind movie and you're writing out your affirmations every day and, you know, and then you start not, you know, it's not happening, you're not feeling good about it. You're questioning it, you're doubting it, you're doubting yourself, you're questioning yourself, and you're getting diverted. You're like, you just start getting diverted. And once you get diverted and you're taking whatever your, like whatever, however your ego functions, like whatever steps that diversion is for you, which could be avoidance, it could be delay, it could be, you know, hyper-focusing on something that doesn't matter, getting really controlling and going into a manager mode. You know, it could be any of these things. Like disconnecting from your emotions and just becoming analytical and like robot-like and thereby disconnecting from your creativity and the source of your genius. So it could be any of these things. And so you start doing those things, right? And it takes you away from your end result and your vision. And then you might be there left wondering, like, why isn't it happening? There must be something wrong with me. You know, I mean, that's particularly the case if you start going into like withdrawal or inessential activity. And you're like, why isn't this happening? There must be something wrong with me. So then you start thinking there's something wrong with you. You start thinking there's something wrong with the vision. It must not be right because it's not flowing. Oh my God. That is like the biggest misconception. So many fucking inspirational quotes go around on Instagram about, like, you know, it's this whole new age, you know, it's very part of the new age thing that if it's not flowing, it's not right. If it doesn't feel good, it's not right. If it's not happening, it's a sign. That is fucking bullshit. If it's something that's true for you, if it's not happening, it's a sign that you're in your resistance and you're not in the end result you're actually trying to create. Like, you're being diverted. Your attention, your focus is being diverted. Your energy actually isn't going into the end result that you are aiming for. And so this is why this is so important to recognize, because if you don't recognize it, you'll just think you weren't cut out for it, or you'll just think maybe it wasn't the right thing and you shouldn't go for it anymore, or you'll just think that, you know, you need to mutate and lower your vision and make it more realistic. Like, you'll just think that it's a pipe dream and not something that's really possible. Like, you'll just think these things that aren't true. The truth is, your ego woke up, your ego got involved, your ego gave its 2 cents worth on the matter, and it distracted you and diverted you because it threw up an illusion. You know, not to go into this in too much depth in this podcast episode, because otherwise we'll be here for a couple of hours. Like, it threw up an illusion of things that needed to be resolved before you could go for the end result that you wanted to. And, you know, and that is the distraction, that's the diversion that then takes you away from what you're manifesting and what you're creating, and is like, and is the reason, if the thing's not coming about, that it's not coming about. And when we know this, then we can anticipate it, and then we can have tools to be aware of it and deal with it, so it's not something that derails you. It's not something that, I'd almost say, it's not something that you're subject to. You are going to be subject to it, but you can have tools that, let's say, short circuit it, that account for the fact that this is a dynamic that gets activated in your consciousness, so that you can still have your end result be what is getting the power in your consciousness, is what your subconscious is focused on, so that you're not, that you don't get derailed by your resistance. You get derailed by your resistance when you don't see it, when you don't see and acknowledge and appreciate that you're in your resistance. You don't have to get derailed by your resistance. And I'm just using that as a blanket word to describe like what is going to come up with your ego, as your ego is activated towards your end, as you have identified your end result, your vision, and it's going like, okay, here's all the reasons you can't have it. Here's all the things you need to do and resolve first. Here's all the problems. Here's the things, you know, that are not going to be okay. Because that's your ego's job, is to just look for any potential threat, but also not based on the present, based on your past. And that's the very annoying thing about the ego, is like, it's not looking at the relevance of right now. So when you're aware of that, then you can meet that rather than being blindsided by that and that taking you on a ride. You can go, okay, now I've identified something that I want. What's coming up from my ego? What does my ego believe about this? What is my ego telling me about this? You know, and if you relate to the, I would call it maybe a more extreme example, but only extreme because it's very highlighted. Like the example of when you have a vision, you have a download, and it's just like coming through thick and strong and you're writing it down. Do you know what? A really good example of this is my podcast. My podcast came through like that, as this download. You know, I had been doing all this sex magic practices and energy practices in my body, and you know, and really connecting with my wholeness through that, my greatness through that. And there was this one night I just had so many things came through. Actually, interesting, now I say it, this is not something that I have manifest right now, I'm like working on in the sort of short term immediate future. But also, I just am finding this interesting because I gave this as an example, not thinking of myself earlier. Also was actually creating a coaching methodology and teacher training. That was one of the things that came through that night. But a very sort of more immediate, clear thing that came through was my podcast, this very podcast called Money, Sex, Business and Awakening. And this was back at the end of 2019. Money, Sex, Business and Awakening. And, you know, I had all these topic ideas, episode ideas, like pages and pages and pages that I wrote on it. So that this is the sort of extreme example that I'm wanting to share. So, or more highlighted, amplified example of where, you know, I'm so in that vision and like connected to it and all the ideas are coming through for it. And then the next day, the things I need to do first, why it can't happen yet, whether I should do it at all, is that too out there? For me in particular, and I think this is because this is really part of my nature, for me in particular, one of the big resistances that has come up when I've had these big creative downloads and ideas is it going to be too out there? Is it going to be too confronting to people? People won't understand it. It's going to be too much. I remember having this massive download once. It was before even then, like before this time in 2019, maybe it was in 2018 or even 17. It was like around this feminine aspect to money. And I don't remember it exactly, but I remember I was doing money work and it was about, you know, sort of masculine way of doing money, feminine, and like this kind of all this dysfunctional shit that we do. And look, I don't remember, so I'm not going to keep trying to describe it, but I felt so right. And a few hours later, I was like, I can't post that. Like, that's just so edgy. Like, it'll turn away the people that are interested in my work. People won't get it. I'll look like a loony. Like, I just can't do that. And so I never did it. But it's one of those things where I look back and I'm like, that was a fucking download. But within, you know, hours, days, it can't even be longer than that, but usually like, I think within a month it'll happen, that the resistance comes in. You're like, I can't do that. Can't do that. For me, a lot of the time it is very specifically like, that's too outrageous. That's too out there. People are not going to get it. People are going to misunderstand me. People are going to be like so turned off and turned away. You know, it's way too taboo. It's very like a lot of like taboo outrageous. You know, in my Money, Sex, Business and Awakening podcast that you are listening to right now, I didn't do it for a year. For a year after that, I had that download. And, you know, and with the podcast, I wasn't, you know, my resistance wasn't like, oh no, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. But I just kept delaying it. Oh no, this thing is more important. Oh, maybe I should do this first, or it's going to make more sense if I go like this. And I just kept delaying it and delaying it and delaying it and not doing it. And then funnily enough, I was really diving into this work around resistance and this step in the alchemical process that the alchemists knew, that your ego comes up in relation to what you want and then how you actually handle that. How do you handle resistance? Handling resistance is one of the most valuable things that you can ever learn in your life, in your, you know, creative power, your spiritual power, because resistance is inherent. You're a human being. You're not just a spiritual being. You're a human being, which means that you have this spiritual aspect to yourself. Let's call it a spiritual aspect. Your creative spirit, your soul. You have this aspect of yourself, and you're a human. You have an ego. Your ego is inherently limited. It revolves around survival. It's not going away. For as long as you're alive in a human body, like, your ego is not going away. And so how do we handle our resistance? How do we understand these forces in our consciousness and how they work on an overall level so that we can live out of our power. We can access our power. We can live from the part of ourselves that enables us to manifest our purpose, our soul's desires, and not be derailed and held back by resistance. Resistance ain't going anywhere. Like it's not going anywhere. No amount of belief clearing, healing, personal development is going to kill your ego, right? The thing that's going to make you powerful is that you know how to handle it. You understand the forces at work and you understand how to meet your opposing force. Your ego is your opposing force, opposes your heart, your fullest creative expression, because it doesn't believe it's safe. It doesn't believe that you're fully viable yet. And so it hijacks the things that you're going for, or it opposes them. And so what we want to know then to be powerful, to be creators, is how to handle that, how to meet that. This is the missing ingredient, the missing key, the missing secret, the missing step, the missing component in so much manifestation teachings, so much New Age teachings, is literally identify your vision, what you want, think positive, believe it can be true and it will happen, just fully believe in it and like do whatever you need to do to do that. So like affirmations, like visualize your vision, make a mind movie, like, you know, just do that. But it doesn't meet and acknowledge there's a part of you that doesn't believe you can have that. There's a part of you that doesn't believe that's safe. There's a part of you that thinks there's negative consequences towards having that end result. And how do you, and that part of you is activated whenever you identify something that you're going for. And we go into this actually more in depth in my course, Unlocking Gold, which is about unlocking your gold, how you unlock your gold, your true self, your true purpose, your soul, what your soul is really here for, and how you actually live from that and create what it is that you're here to create. So we go through in a bit more depth these dynamics and like, why is your ego activated? What's your ego, you know, trying to do, what it's about? But, you know, just very essentially, it's because your ego is trying to figure out how, and it needs to, you know, needs to have certainty and how, and then it's everything that it then draws on to come into that understanding. And that's our self-limiting part of ourselves. So this is the step. This is the thing that we need to be ready for, and we need to be ready to meet, and we need to anticipate in order to be really powerful and not be derailed and not be left wondering, like, why is this happening? Or not, you know, even beyond that or before that, not be buying into our own resistance so that, you know, I think this is what I was trying to get to before, but I think I got a bit distracted. So that when, you know, it's the extreme example of like all these amazing creative downloads, and then like the next day, oh, here's why I can't do it. I shouldn't do it. It's not a good idea to do it yet. Like it's not, you know, people are going to reject this. They're not going to like this. This is too extreme. It's too much. So that we don't believe that story and entertain all that shit and get diverted down the rabbit hole of that shit, because that's what our ego is compelling us to do. And, you know, this is a more highlighted example of it, but this just happens all day, every day. You identify something you want, and then all your ego communicates what it thinks about it through your thoughts and feelings with all the doubts, fears, reservations. And then, you know, then if you follow along with that, if you're not ready for that, if you're not ready, waiting, aware, like got your tools on, you know, like you're waiting for it to show up at the palace gates and you're there ready with your tools and you're like, hello, you know, here's the invader that's trying to like divert me away and distract me and send me on a false path to resolve shit that doesn't need to be resolved. If you're not ready for that, then it will just take you away. But if you can meet it and be ready, then you can not go down that rabbit hole and you can stay focused on what it is that you're really meant to create and keep taking the true action towards that rather than being diverted, rather than sitting on your podcast for a year like I did. And I mean, that's probably not even that bad. There's people that sit on things for 5 years, 10 years, things that I'm sitting on right now, kind of. I'm not so bad at it, obviously, now that I have tools and awareness and a coach. But, you know, there's things where we're playing out our resistance rather than being powerful and creating and seeing the resistance for what it is and then still, you know, and handling it so that it doesn't divert us. So that's what I wanted to share in this podcast episode. And I have just created a free resource that is going to be very supportive in helping you with this handle your resistance, which is my Ego Slayer cheat sheet. Some of you guys might already have it. I'm so excited about it. You guys have been loving it. I have absolutely loved creating it. This was something I had a download about at the start of the year and I made my Visiongasm thing first because I had that also download then. And now I've just created the Ego Slayer cheat sheet and it's all set up, all ready for you to use. And this Ego Slayer cheat sheet is 7 60-second hacks or hacks that you can use literally in 60 seconds or less to cut through fear and resistance that's stopping you from taking action. So these hacks are all like immediate things that you can apply if you're finding yourself stuck or in resistance. And they're going to all immediately help calm your nervous system, stop any freak out you might be having, and return you to your center. I personally use all of these. I use all of these with my clients, and it really is immediate. Like, it's not a gimmick when I say 60 seconds or less. That's not something that I'm doing to try to make you sign up for this. Like, it's literally true. And anyone that's actually come through my courses and done work with me and done, you know, something like Unlocking Gold and any of my alchemy work knows that your shift in consciousness can be immediate. You don't have to do, like, you don't have to meditate for 2 hours on the full moon or do, like, I don't know, some 30-day thing. You can shift your state of consciousness immediately. And when you shift your state of consciousness, your perspective changes. Your perspective on what is occurring, what's available to you, what your options and possibilities are, and you start receiving different ideas that are connected to a higher energy source, that are connected to your genius and your greatness once you shift your consciousness. And that's what these 7 hacks help you do. And I've given you 7 of them because, I mean, you can try and apply all of them. That's going to be very effective if you do. But this shift in consciousness and meeting your resistance is an art, not a science. So at different times, depending what's activated for you in your ego, different sort of like little avenues around it is going to be what helps you cut through it. So I've given you 7 that are all amazing, all like so highly effective. This is so highly effective. This is not going to go to like the root of really deep things that you need to uncover and deal with, but this will This will, in 60 seconds, help you shift your state, help you cut through fear and resistance that you're experiencing that might be stopping you from taking action and to move forward powerfully. So I'm very excited to be sharing this with you. Highly recommend, if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, if you enjoy my work, I think you're going to absolutely froth over this cheat sheet. On this cheat sheet, I list the hacks, and then I actually have a little page on each of them that shares a bit more about them and why it's effective, so you can have more insight that's going to help you apply them. And you also get, I love doing this kind of thing, I made some cool phone backgrounds for you that you can use to help prompt you to use these hacks as you become more aware of them and integrate them into your life. So highly recommend that you go grab that. There's a link in the show notes that will take it to you directly. You can also message me on Instagram. If you send me a DM on Instagram, Slay or Ego Slayer, I will be able to send it to you directly, or you can head over to that webpage that's in the show notes, which is themodernwoman.academy/egoslayer, one word, and I will email it to you there. So any of those channels are going to get you that cheat sheet. And if you're listening to this episode just as soon as it's come out, and you are ready, you're ready to like really take this work to the next level. You've been doing personal development for a while, and now you want to, you really want to integrate it. You really want to tap it on a much deeper level to who you are, what your purpose is, what it is that you want to be creating in life, and uncovering and understanding your resistance, the dynamic of your ego, and to have very powerful tools that enable you to live from your greatness, then you might be interested in my retreat. So I'm running a retreat. I'm not sure exactly on the date right now that this episode's coming out, but the retreat is probably literally in about 2 weeks in Bali. And it is 6 days, 5 nights. It's called Unlock Your Next Level. It's a women's retreat, and I'm going to be taking you through intuitive processes, alchemy, processes that are backed by neuroscience. We're also going to be tapping into your body, your sensuality, your sexual energy to support you to come into your highest greatness, who you truly are, and move to the next level in your life as a result of what we do in this retreat. So if that interests you at all, then I would suggest that you reach out to me. I'll put the link in the episode description so you can read more about the retreat, but I'd recommend that you reach out to me on Instagram at alexh.co, or if you're not on Instagram, send an email, hello@themodernwoman.academy, so we can get back to you there and let's chat about it. There are a few spots left, and if this is calling to you, then I would absolutely love to have you on this retreat. So Ego Slayer cheat sheet if you haven't already got it, and retreat if that's something that is calling to you and inspiring to you, then definitely reach out to us. And finally, just before I complete, if you have enjoyed this episode, if you've got value from it, I would love to ask you to share it with someone that you know that you think would also benefit from it. Or if you feel inspired, share it to your community on your Instagram stories. It really helps get this message out there, get this information out there that's so empowering to people, and also helps just get the podcast at large out there to more people as well. All right, so thank you so much, love, and I'll see you in the next episode.